The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Glad to have you in on this Thursday morning edition of the Morning Answer. It's 8:37. Each Thursday, we spend a few minutes with Lieutenant Governor Pamela Ebbett, and she is on our guest line. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jay, but the question is, how are you? We missed you.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be missed, and my friend Deb Sofill, she jumped in, and what a blessing she was to help me out as I still struggling with a few health issues, but I'm on the mend, hopefully. So hopefully I'm back for good this time.
Well, that's good. We know you were in our prayers, and prayer does work. So you sound great, and I'm glad you're back. I miss Deb, love her to death, but glad you're back with us.
Well, thank you. It is good to be back as well. Lots going on. You know, I keep up with you on Facebook, and it really tires me out just watching all the different places that you show up. I mean, your traveling schedule is just crazy. How do you make it around all those places?
Well, you know, it's the people of South Carolina that energize me. I love business. I love seeing what our businesses do. You know, I've always said you can't understand it unless you can see it and feel it and hear it. And I think that's the best way to be an advocate for businesses all over our great state. And, you know, Jeff Duncan, we had his Faith and Freedom Barbecue this week. That was amazing. And before that, I got to go out to Roby and see what they're doing and the amazing story and the amazing growth that they are having here in South Carolina, continue to grow. And went to the Anderson Institute of Technology, a great vocational program, seeing the things that they're doing. I'm telling you, Joey, if that was around when I was younger, like, you know, we had vocational schools, but not to the extent that I'm seeing here in South Carolina. And the work they're doing there is just amazing, like from forensics to horticulture, to engineering, to design. It's wonderful to be able to be an advocate and talk about the great things they're doing around our state. And that's what keeps me going, Joey, seeing what we're doing and being able to tell their story around our state. And when I'm with those other lieutenant governors, I got a lot to brag about. So it just adds to my brag list.
Yep. And we do have a lot of positive things going on in our state, even in the craziness that we witness in the world every day. Let's talk for a minute. You know, COVID has affected our lives in so many different ways. It's cost a lot of businesses a lot of money over the past year. People have lost their jobs. There's you know, issues with housing, and just the list is endless. And just at a time when we thought we were about out of this, now this Delta variant comes roaring back, and we're starting to hear things, like in Oregon, a statewide mask mandate again, even outdoors. We're hearing of here in South Carolina of performances, you know, concerts and things where the performers are actually saying, "Hey, look, I don't want you in my concert if you're not either vaccinated or wearing a mask." Now, there's a lot of lawsuits, and it's kind of hard to keep up with the various lawsuits that it looks like the South Carolina Supreme Court's going to be dealing with in relationship, for example, with the city of Columbia's mask mandate for elementary schools. Our Attorney General, Alan Wilson, of course, challenging this. The ACLU claims that South Carolina's ban on school mask mandates violates rights. Where do you see us headed with this? And it appears that the state Supreme Court is probably going to be taking this up fairly soon, I understand. What do you think the outcome is going to be?
Well, you know, I think the way the proviso was written for K through 12 will stand up. You know, I'm not an attorney, Joey. I'm an accountant. So if we were talking about money things, I would give you a more definitive answer. But the governor feels good that this will be upheld. It's the law. You know, we have to be mindful that we are a country of laws. You and I have talked about that now for as long as I've been lieutenant governor before. And without laws, you have chaos. And we can't pick and choose the laws we want to follow and the laws we don't. I mean, can you imagine what would ensue if we started doing that? The proviso, I'm not mandating allowing parents to make the choices for their children. And, you know, that choice goes both ways. If you want your child in a mask, put your child in a mask. Nobody is saying that that is wrong or you don't have the right to do that.
Right.
We're just saying that that decision needs to be made by the parents. And I think the Supreme Court made reference to it in their when they talked about the higher education proviso, that one wasn't worded as well. And they made comments at the K through 12 that the intent of the other proviso was very clear, and the proviso on higher ed was not so clear.
Yeah.
So I think that gives us a brief kind of glimpse at how they're going to rule, hopefully. But I mean, I just have a really hard time with thumbing up your nose at the law.
Right.
And that's what the governor is saying. This is the law. For the next year, it's the law, and we have to follow the law.
Yeah. On another note, COVID-related, I noticed that Governor McMaster had talked about some of the federal funds that are available that are coming down to the state that you guys are making an effort to get those funds for some of the smaller municipalities who have to receive those through the state. Can you give us an update on that?
Yeah, so we had our final meeting of Accelerate SC Part 2, where we brought back together for the ARP funds, and that's what he's doing. He's giving directive to draw the money down to help municipalities. You know, there are still a lot of guidelines, Joey, that go with the ARP money. You know, what it can be spent on, what it can't be spent on. We are focusing on, first and foremost, always transparency, right, which is why we put out there what our recommendations are going to be from the governor to the General Assembly and how those recommendations came about. It was with public-private partnership through Accelerate SC. Transparency is number one. Two is not using that money. These are not reoccurring funds. And we want to be fiscally responsible to make sure we're using it on projects that will have a long-term impact, a long-term reach, that will be beneficial. So using it on road projects, there's a very specific guidelines, but using the money that we can on road projects will help push our infrastructure ahead 6 years, Joey. And I think that would probably be good news to everyone, as we always hear about what are we doing about our roads and bridges.
Right.
So we've been very strategic in what we've done, making grants for businesses, but being very thorough to say in all the recommendations, there's a safety net. As we evaluate those plans, if we don't see it having the impact that it was designed to have, we can pull that money back and use it somewhere else. So I'm very proud of what we've done during Accelerate. The governor has really done a great job putting those business leaders together, leaders from all different kinds of industries and local government, to say, hey, let's all put our heads together and come up with the best solutions we can for this money. Let's not just spend it on anything and then find out years later we wasted it.
Right. And you make a good point in that these are not recurring funds, because so often it's easy for particularly a smaller government entity, they get these funds, and then the next year they're left scratching their heads thinking, well, what are we going to do? You know, we want to keep continuing this, but we don't have the money for it. So where do we get the money for it? But, well, a lot of challenges, but I applaud what you and Governor McMaster, what you guys are doing to try to keep us going here. And, you know, I love the fact that Governor McMaster has made it very clear that we're not going to go into the lockdown mode like so many other states have. And, you know, we just got to keep doing the best we can do. And we'll come out of this. We're strong. People in South Carolina are strong, and we'll come out of this. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evans, always good speaking with you, and we'll do it again next week.
Joe, you continue to get better, and welcome back.
Thank you, and continue your prayers, please. Thank you.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.